Dependable, accurate forecasts every hour, every day on 680 WPTF with the largest and most experienced radio news team in the Triangle, the National Weather Service, ABC 11 AccuWeather, and First Alert Doppler XP. Get it here. News Talk 680 WPTF. Scott Fitzgerald is on demand at WPTF.com.
Janine Waddell joins us now, professor in the School of Public Policy at George Mason University. Good morning to you, Janine. How are you living?
Just great. Thanks.
Well, that's good to hear. Thanks for being on North Carolina's Morning News.
You're welcome.
That's not an old story. People retire out of the military and then they go try to find another job. But that's where problems can begin. Tell me what you've uncovered.
Well, last week there was a several USA Today articles which it actually hit on a much larger problem. But what they did was they exposed this Pentagon program in which retired military officers who serve as so-called senior mentors to the armed forces are also working for defense contractors while they're also drawing their old pensions from their military careers. And all of these things, for example, how much they get paid, who their clients are really, how shall I say, they're locked in a black box beyond government and public scrutiny. So we don't really know what's actually going on. But my point is that this kind of thing is hardly unusual, and that these kinds of opaque practices infuse a lot of federal government today. I mean, today, three-quarters of people working for the U.S. government actually get their paychecks from private companies. That is, they work directly for the private companies instead of for the federal government. And the outsourcing or the contracting out of so many government functions is now routine. So the fact that these retired military officers are now, it's standard practice that they go to work for defense contractors, and yet they have these other roles where they're still sort of working for the military, and they're being paid by still other defense contractors to be senior mentors for armed forces organizations. I mean, this practice of all of these kinds of overlapping roles has become standard procedure.
Is there a way, you think, Janine, that we can sort of look at the numbers? And let's just create an example. It's called, you know, general, leaves whatever branch of the military, goes to work for Acme. Okay, the old Wile E. Coyote blow-em-up company, Acme. So he's getting his pension from the military. He works for Acme, and he's now a mentor to somebody who maybe took over his old job within the military. So my guess, he's pushing Acme products to that particular mentor, or the person he's mentoring, while he's being paid by the military, both as a mentor and in his pension. Plus, he's getting commissions or whatever he gets from the Acme company as well. Is there a way that we can sort of track and see how that has exponentially grown and what these people are doing to raise the costs of the cost of defense materials?
Well, I think the problem is that it's extremely difficult to track because there's nothing, they're not doing anything that's illegal.
No, I understand they're not doing anything illegal, but still, it could certainly seem untoward. I mean, it could certainly be the
absolutely. Mm-hmm. But the problem is you've hit exactly on the problem that there's no real way to track it. There's nobody who can really track it because they don't have to disclose any of these. They don't have to disclose any of this.
Who doesn't have to disclose what? The former military people?
The former military people who are serving as mentors don't have to say who their defense clients are when they're doing their other jobs as defense industry executives or consultants. The military organizations that they're serving as mentors for also don't have to say what they're doing. And they don't actually know. This military unit for which the mentor works can say it didn't know because it were. It didn't ask. It doesn't know. And the contractors, that is, these other military companies that they work for, can say they don't have to tell because they don't. So each of these, so your general could always say, well, you know, I got this, I have this information, but I was never flogging this product, or or a course of action, and I wasn't doing anything wrong. And as they say, as one of them told the paper, my role as a board member didn't involve selling or marketing. So my role as a board member in the defense industry didn't involve doing any of these activities.
But you'd think, as a board of directors on a company like that, you're always involved in selling in some form or fashion.
Well, that's exactly the point.
Wow. So what's the next step on this? Where do we need to pop a cap? Not the the street kind of cap, but pop a lid here to be able to see what's going on, or at least have an oversight of some sort. What's the next movement?
I think the problem is that, and I think what needs to be done is that many of the government functions that are being contracted out to private companies need to be brought back in to government per se, so we don't have a situation where so much of governing is actually outside of formal government. I mean, that is really the root of the problem, where you have, contractors who are choosing other contractors, where you have them drafting official documents, running intelligence operations. Government bailouts are managed and overseen by contractor firms that are hardly disinterested. So, I mean, that is at the core of this problem. And until that is brought back in, it's hard to see how many of these kinds of issues can really be cleared up, because this particular program is only the tip of the iceberg.
Right. And you're only dealing with a certain number of former military personnel. You need to be a fairly high rank to be part of this echelon of folks.
Absolutely. And this kind of this state of affairs is unfortunately the way so much of this kind of lack of transparency infuses so much of governing and presents so many possibilities for conflicts of interest.
Absolutely. It's the book is coming out soon, The Shadow Elite. Janine, I appreciate your time. If somebody wants to find you online, where do they go?
To Janine Waddell, JanineWed, like David, el.info.
JanineWaddell.info. Again, The Shadow Elite. What's going on? It seems like abuse. If it smells like abuse and it costs us like abuse, chances are it is.
Scott Fitzgerald, weekday mornings 5:30 to 9. News Talk 680 WPTF.